I'm seeking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit today. President Kimball, President Tanner, President Romney, President Benson, all the brethren of the 12. On behalf of the saints in Japan and Korea, I would like to extend our warm and sincere appreciation for the angelic voices of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir during their recent trip to Japan and Korea. They were magnificently accepted by both members and non-members. Their wholehearted appreciation can be seen in the reviews of the excellent comments of some of our most important newspapers. I'd like to share with these comments. One wrote, "You could find the beauty and the profound sound of the completeness or perfection." Another wrote, "They gave us a taste of glorious quality and power of music." And still another wrote, "The choir found its way to the depths of our hearts and leaving us with a most indescribable sense of beauty and of feeling." The president of the Chukyo Television, the prime sponsor for the trip, and of course he's a non-member, said that the eyes of the choir members were so beautiful and pure that he and his associates were left deeply touched. As our prophet, President Spencer W. Kimball, has told us before, as we incline our hearts to our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, we hear the symphony of sweet music sang by heavenly voices. Proclaim the gospel of peace. Brothers and sisters, today I'd like to express my appreciation to the many missionaries who have come to our land and to the land of morning come and to everywhere. When I see their great, wonderful works, my heart turns to the parents, to who sent them, and to those who are giving great sacrifices now that their sons and daughters may go on the missions. I met a mother who was driving a taxi in this city as a part-time job, of course, so she could send her son on his mission. She spoke very proudly of her son who was on his mission serving his Father in heaven. May I share with you a beautiful missionary experience I encountered recently. I saw a miracle performed by one of your missionary sons who so dearly loved his investigator. I met this gentleman at the special fireside recently. He said, "I appreciate very much the young Mormon missionary who taught me the most important thing in this life. And he gave me happiness." And he said, "Sometime, I'd like to extend my sincere appreciation to the parents who taught him to so live the gospel of Jesus Christ." With the tears in his eyes, and he was holding my hand, and he said, "Oh, Elder Kikuchi, I thank our Heavenly Father for this glorious gospel." And then he related the following story. One day, 8 years ago, on my way home from work, I was hit by a hit-and-run driver. For 11 days, I was unconscious. And for 2 years, I was in a hospital. When I was finally released from my hospital, my wife had left me and had taken children with her. We had had fine family life before the accident, but my life became a total wreck. I was lonesome and depressed, for I had lost my most precious possession, my own family. I attempted suicide many times. My only living came from welfare. I was emotionally and physically exhausted. I had become a living vegetable. I couldn't walk. So I would transport myself by rolling over on the floor and crawling on all fours. One evening, I went to the hospital to see my doctor for my final result of my series of my operation. He told me there was no hope for recovery. Though I had expected him to say so, it was still very shocking for me. All was lost. As I approached the railroad bridge on my return from the doctor, I wept to see my own face in the wet reflection on the pavement. It was a pitiful sight. Brothers and sisters, just when he was about to jump in front of the oncoming train, he met one of your missionary sons. It reminds me, the Savior said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and they know me. My sheep hear my voice, and now them, they follow me. Cottage meetings began immediately, and then Mr. Sugiyama learned that gospel is true and Jesus is our Savior. Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, and a true church has been restored in this last dispensation. As usual, missionaries invited him to the church. However, because he couldn't walk, he said he wouldn't be able to come. But on the morning of the Sabbath, he walked early and bravely headed for the church. Though it was close, it took him nearly 3 hours to traverse the distance between his home and the closest station to the Yokohama Chapel. Yokohama Chapel is situated upon a hill. From the station to the church, it took him almost 1 hour. It would take a person only 5 minutes. He would cling to the wall, then fall down, and only to struggle again to his feet, he finally reached the chapel where the sacrament was in the process. The missionary had never expected him to come to the church, but he felt the pure love of God from the missionaries and the members and felt himself drawn to it. The Savior said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Shortly after, Brother Sugiyama followed the Lord's commandment by becoming baptized. The Lord said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The morning of the following his baptism, he woke up bright and early. He stretched his legs out in the preparation to the Lord over as usual. But this time, brothers and sisters, something was different. He felt the strength in his legs, and his whole body surged with the power. He sat up and gradually, eventually stood on his feet. He hadn't stood in years without other supports. He walked away that morning. He found that his body had been made whole, said the Savior to the similar one, who had been healed by faith. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Brother Sugiyama said, love hath made me whole, and I will go in peace in the Lord's way. Brothers and sisters, miracles are not the only evidences of the true church of God, but we can learn much from the miracle performed by the Lord through a great Mormon young missionary who loved his investigators so much. Love precedes the miracle. Love is a process. It is not the program. The love of Christ can overcome any of the worries of our lives and heal any human afflictions. And to all my friends, today, everywhere, they may be, where they may be. Let us come unto Jesus and be born of the water and of the Spirit. For the Lord has said, whosoever believeth on my words, then will I visit with a manifestation of my Spirit, and they shall be born of me, even of the water and of the Spirit. Oh, how I appreciate my own missionaries who taught me the most glorious message, Elder Law and Elder Porter. I thank you. Oh, how many lives had been touched by the missionary like me and like them. Oh, may we continue to send the great missionaries from every nation, as our prophet asked us to do. And may we, members of this true church, have the courage to stand before the world to share this great message of the everlasting gospel, the restored gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, with every nation and kindred tongues and people. Brothers and sisters, we must be the light of the world. There, someone is waiting for you. I bear you my testimony of the divinity of this gospel. I know that God lives. Jesus is our Savior of the whole world. There is no other name under the heaven whereby we might be saved. Only through Jesus of Nazareth we be saved. I know that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, and the Book of Mormon contains the Word of God. This church is true. I know that President Spencer W. Kimball, or Morton Jorb, is a living prophet of God today. I love him with all my heart, sustain him with all my soul, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.